Afternoons with Aaron, 216 here at Kate Radio, AM 1450, online at myalbertlee.com. We're going to talk some Albert Lee High School baseball. Sean Gaston, the head coach of the Tigers. And Shawnee, a happy Monday. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks for having me on, Aaron.
Sean, I need to get some background information about you. So how long have you been the head coach here in Albert Lee?
This is my fifth year being the head coach here in Albert Lee. Fourth one of with actual baseball, thanks to the pandemic last spring. But I've also been part of the coaching staff now going on 7 years.
Okay, so you were on the coaching staff when, is it Joe Shabluski? I get that right?
That's correct, yes. I was there at the end of the Shabluski era.
So everything you know about coaching comes from Joe?
Well, of course. I mean, you can't pull away, you know, something from a guy who's coached as long as Joe did. So, we're actually discussing just the just Saturday amongst my assistants that you know, Albert Lee has been very blessed to have some long term security at that coaching spot between Joe and you know, the coaches before. I think someone had said it had been like three coaches in like a 65-year period.
So. Wow. That's, you right. know, I mean, right. you know you of. Have a good, no, that is completely unheard of. That is absolutely awesome. A rich tradition of Albert Lee, of baseball. And, you know, I like driving by Hike Field. I hadn't seen it in a long time, but I see it pretty much every day here in the last few weeks. And again, baseball, I love baseball. I'm going to tell you this right now, Sean, it's my favorite sport. I love going to the ballpark. And it's so cool to have the tradition that Albert Lee has in baseball and to play on such a beautiful home field.
Oh, no doubt. We're blessed with that. And there is, you're right, there's just something about being out at the ballpark and all the sights and sounds that come with the game. And, you know, especially after a year off, it's been amazing to get back there. And I think you can just sense that that desire that everyone had and that loss that they felt when they couldn't have it, you know, when you're out there this year. It's just the energy's been pretty high out at Hike all year.
Sean Gaston, head coach, the Albert Lee baseball team here on AM 1450 Kate Radio. And, Sean, let's talk about this year's team, the first time we've had you on the air. Give us a little breakdown when it comes to the makeup of the team. Do you have a lot of upperclassmen? Is it a younger team, or is it a mix of both?
You know, it's upperclassmen dominated for sure. And in that sense, though, it's been a unique year in that we have 12 guys on the team and, you know, you've got seven seniors, but you also don't have a lot of experience returning with that lost year. So you've got this weird mixture where you have guys who in a normal situation would already come in with, you know, 20, 25 varsity games and, you know, a good number of at-bats, some good innings on the mound. And what we've had is the experience of being in the program, but not a ton of game experience. We really only had a handful of guys that had even played a varsity game. So it's been fun to see them get some opportunities and get through the season and really start to figure out what roles work for them.
Sean, you make a great point because you're talking seniors, but they literally skip the season. That you go right from being a sophomore to a senior, and that's a very valuable year that, again, all the spring athletes had to miss that. But, again, that's you're still a young team when you go right from sophomore to a senior, and that's your first year of varsity experience.
Oh, without a doubt. It's not just the skill side. You know, that comes, and yes, you know, there's been some major changes for some of these guys in terms of their bodies, what they've gone through in terms of strength and height and all that. But I think for us, the biggest deficit that you get from losing a season is just that experience of dealing with the ups and downs and what the game sort of throws at you and being able to get the speed. And I think our guys have done a fantastic job of handling that. And I give them a lot of credit. They've shown great mental toughness throughout the year in terms of being able to rally through things. Because even though we're playing and even though we're getting closer and closer back to a normal year, we've had quite a few things that have been unique to a playing baseball through a pandemic type thing. So I give a lot of credit to their ability to go out and continue to play the game the right way.
Sean Gaston, head coach, Albert Lee Baseball here on Kate Radio. And Sean, if you just want to, you know, talk about some of the guys that pitch for you, I don't know if you got a roster in front of you, but talk about the guys that have seen a lot of innings, maybe some of your top hitters, and you can even just walk us around the diamond. Throw out some names of the guys that make up this team.
Right. So, you know, we've got our group of our dozen, if you will, that make up the core group. And, you know, much like we were talking about with them the other day, it truly requires all 12. And we, you know, maybe we only can start 9 or 10 on a given night, but we've managed to find a way to get the 12 in some way. And, you know, when you start up on the mound, I mean, obviously, I think that's where most of us realize that's the game is dictated so much there. And we've relied pretty heavily on three arms. Jack Jellinger, Blake Olvey, and Carter Miller have logged the bulk of the innings, and they've been amazing all year. Really started to see growth because, you know, going back again to that lost season, you're talking about very little experience up there on the mound. I mean, Carter never had played in a varsity game as a pitcher before. Blake and Jack had limited experience and a little bit of Legion ball, that type of thing, but they've really grown in their ability to just compete batter after batter and to be able to put away a bad bounce here and there, and that's just so invaluable in the game when it comes to being able to be successful there. You know, been looking around the rest of the way. Actually, our most experienced player, if you will, was back behind the plate with Cody Yokel, and you know, there was a guy who had caught 20 games for us as a sophomore. You know, it would have been great to be able to have 3 years of him behind the plate because he does a solid job back there controlling the running game, that type of thing. And I got to give him a lot of credit this year. He's took on a new responsibility and just run with it. That we've turned over pitch calling to him. That used to be something I handled. And I'm a firm, firm believer that, you know, catchers and pitchers working together are the best way to go. And, you know, not everyone's willing to do that, but he's done a great job back there. So that's been a big boost to us. Moving around our infield, not a large number of innings returning, but Trevor Ball has done done a great job there, and up the middle, Cam Davis and Jack Jellinger are generally our combination right there. And you know, Cam's a junior who missed that sophomore year of, you know, getting JV reps. Even he went from playing freshman ball to playing varsity ball, so a big jump for him, and he's done a great job locking that position down. And you know, on the left side of the infield, we've used Jack and Blake Olvey plays there when he's not pitching, and we've also used a combination of Ethan Ball and Henry Agum in that middle and then the left side. And I'll say this, they've all done a fantastic job. We've had to bounce guys around. It's high school baseball. you've got to play guys in different spots, so they've done great work there. Our outfield guys, we've used Carter Miller. We use Caden Jensen, a senior who's got a big bat, and he's played a good job out in the corner for us. We moved an infielder out there in Joe Flores, which it's always a tough transition to ask a guy, hey, you're a senior in high school, go play a new position. But I couldn't ask for anything more from him in terms of his willingness to go out there and get to work. And then Trey Hill has been working in at the corners and being an invaluable base running asset for us there, swiping bases, things like that. And then the guy in the middle, Brennan Bakken, has been playing center field and playing a terrific center field and holding down the leadoff spot. So, yeah, just quick, you ran you through the dozen, but you know, like I said at the very beginning, every guy on any given day does something for us that either, you know, wins us a ball game or allows us to compete against some pretty good squads.
Albert Lea baseball head coach Sean Gaston here on this Monday afternoon on Kate Radio. And Sean, 8-6 on the season, overall record. Talk about the Big Nine Conference. Who have been some of the, or who are, I should say, some of the heavyweights in the Big Nine this spring?
I think in many ways you could almost argue that it's been about a three-team race at the top between Mankato West, Owatonna, and Northfield. And then there's a little bit of a divide, and we're right there after that divide. And you know, the thing is, I see it as we truly are able to compete with those teams. Those teams have just, you know, they've really been hitting on cylinders. We just saw Mankato West last week, and we saw why they're 11-1. I mean, they're a team that can really swing the bat, full of athletes, had a great left-handed pitcher on the mound. You know, after that, we get the challenge of seeing Owatonna this week on Thursday. We go to see Northfield next week. So we're going to end with some really good teams, which is a great way to end your season, get yourself ready for sections. But much like our section, the Big Nine's been relatively open this year with, I think, that year off just scrambling everything. And you know, I think everyone's just trying to figure out what pieces they have. And our guys have been right there in the middle of every game really so far this year. And you know, I think that bodes well for our chances as we move into postseason.
Sean, I was looking at the Ascension, Section 1, 3A, and your team is in a good spot to be a top three seed.
Oh, yeah, I think, with a strong finish, we can make that argument for that one seed. The loss on Saturday to Byron hurts, but, we've gone through, seen everyone, but Kasten and Jordan, we haven't got a chance to see those, but, it's really going to be I think it's going to be a dogfight when it comes to sections. It's going to be whoever's ready on that given day. Everyone's sort of beating each other up. If you look at our section standings, there's not a whole lot of dominance by anyone. So, for us, it's just, can we get ourselves ready to the point where we are playing our best when we finally get in there?
Sean Gaston, head coach, Albert Lea baseball team, talking about a tough loss to Byron, a 4-3 on Saturday, probably the top two teams in the section. Sean, was this the first year that they've gone to four classes in baseball?
It's not the first year, but this is the first year our section pushed back out to that eight. We've been back and forth, I guess, between eight and six, but we're in the midst of a brand new section alignment. So we introduced Jordan, we introduced Byron into our section, so that brings a little bit of a new element in there with those. So. A definite new feel to what we've got going on, and we will continue to have our traditional rivals with Austin, and in our section, Red Wings become a little bit of a rival when it comes time to play in section. So, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out when it comes to that seeding, what those first round matchups are like.
So, Sean, what's on tap for this week? You mentioned Owatonna, correct?
Correct. So we go tomorrow over to Rochester to take on Mayo. Should be a strong competitive game. And looking at it right there, talking a little bit about how it's wide open. Mankato West has got one loss on the year, and it came to Mayo, you look at it, and I think Mayo is a couple games under 500, but it just shows you what can happen, especially in high school baseball. You get a good guy on the mound who has a good day. You get a couple bounces, and that can happen. So challenging game tomorrow with Mayo, and then we host Owatonna on Thursday night for our last regular season home game. And I think that's a great matchup. We always seem to have good games with Owatonna. Obviously, that proximity breeds a little bit of intensity into it. But that's a great matchup for our guys to see where they are against a team that's performed pretty well this year.
Sean Gaston again, head coach, Albert Lea, a baseball team, joining us here on Kate Radio. Sean, we'll talk again soon. I'll see you at the ballpark soon. Good luck this week, and we'll keep everybody updated on what's going on with Albert Lea baseball.